And you've created this magnificent vibrational escrow that's amassing on your behalf, that the source within you, that's the story they're telling. That's the story they're telling, not only telling, but knowing and being. In other words, that's who you really are. And so now as you begin telling the story that matches that and matches that and matches that, that's how you step into allowing the circumstances and events that give you the manifestational indicator of what's going on in your vibration. Does not matter what anybody else thinks. When you ask someone else's opinion, they usually do not have the ability to tap in to who you have become. Instead, they're going to point out to you their observation of where you are. That's not helpful. It is not helpful to have someone help you beat the drum of where you are. Beating the drum of where you are keeps you from moving in the direction of that which you have become, you see. And so a lot of people, from our perspective, are utilizing psychics in a way that is not beneficial when you ask them to give you a sort of telling of your fortune when you are the one who must tell your fortune. And you can tell. When you feel discouraged, you can tell you're not telling the story that is matching what really is in your vibrational escrow. When you feel worried or concerned, you're not telling the story that matches what's in your vibrational escrow. So what you want to start saying to yourself is, I am the teller of my story. And the reason you're telling the story is not to make it happen through the telling of the story. You've already made it happen through the living of the contrast. You tell the story and 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 you tell the story the way you want it to be to train yourself into vibrational alignment with what's in your vibrational escrow, you see. You got to feel it yourself. And we can feel from not just you, but a lot of people, a sort of insecurity. I don't feel what's in my vibrational escrow, so would you tell me the story, you see? And that's sort of what we were nitpicking with our friend earlier. It's that support, that feeling that you need support from somewhere, someone, contradicts the very thing that you need. You've got to tell your story. So would you like to tell it to us?
Tell you my story? Well, it's all going to change. I mean, I've felt it. I mean, I feel like I'm right on the brink of it, and there has been this insecurity that you're talking about.
Well, that's not the story we were wanting to hear from
okay,
you.
Okay. So, then I'll tell you. Okay.
That's the practice story, but we're all queued up to hear the story that matches what's in your vibrational escrow.
Everything.
And it starts with words like, I'm successful, I'm happy, I'm prosperous, I'm... Tell the story the way you want it to be.
I am happy. I'm successful. I'm creative. I have an ability to share with others what I feel and have them understand. I've always had that, and it seems to be growing stronger with the more work I do in this aspect of my life, which is fabulous. And it will just keep getting better. It really will. And I can do whatever I want.
And?
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 I live happily ever after.
That's a lazy man's story.
Okay.
And they all lived happily ever after.
It keeps going. It expands. I mean, who knows what's out there for me except for fabulous things that I haven't even come
but
to mind
see,
yet.
But you see, this is the thing. That's the thing that we're wanting to evoke from you, that we want you to work on. You know what's out there. In other words, when you say, who know, that's that sort of question that's in you. It's like you don't know what's out there, and the source within you does. And here's the bridge we want to help you make. You want to say, I don't know exactly how or when. These are your words. I don't know exactly how or when or who or what. But I know how it will feel, and I know it will be good, and I know that I will like it, and I know that it will be beneficial, and I know that it will feel good when it's unfolding, and I know that I can do it. In other words, just speak with more. We'd like to zap all of you with an understanding that Esther saw part of a movie years ago, almost in the first days of our interacting, and the movie was called Delirious. She never did see the whole movie. But the sense she got from it was that there was a writer who had a typewriter, and he began to discover that whatever he typed in the story that he was creating began happening in his own life. like the typewriter was magic in some way. And so he would just begin writing the story the way he wanted his life to turn out. And at first he thought he was writing a script for a play, but it turned out his life began reflecting what he was writing.